Today, my friends, a tale of two cities. In New York City, four hotels with over 1,000 rooms were set up for coronavirus patients. But there are only 21 occupants at these hotels. Social service advocates are furious, according to the New York Post. They think the hotel rooms should be open to homeless people because the homeless, some of whom are infected, are living in the subways or forced into nursing homes. Activists call the situation morally disgusting. Now, meanwhile, out on the left coast, advocates are losing patience with LA's handling of the homeless. The Los Angeles Times reports that homeless advocates and homeless people showed up at a swanky hotel. They asked to see some rooms, and once they gained access, they refused to leave until law enforcement made arrests. So the advocates are now demanding the city government simply seize the hotels and commandeer the rooms to house the massive homeless population on L.A. Skid Row. Legal experts say this is doable, but it might be too time-consuming to satisfy these advocates. The process of seizing private property like hotels, it could take months. That's unacceptable. So there you have it. Homeless advocates on both liberal coasts are ticked off. They say the homeless are getting the short end of the stick. Now, who runs these places? Yep, it's liberal Democrats. If this doesn't make sense to you, that's why.